Our guests today are the band Rogue Wave. Zach Rogue leads this Bay Area band. After the last album came out on Sub Pop, they've released their new one on Jack Johnson's Brushfire Records, although the band is probably not a perfect fit for either label. There is much to talk about today, including the influence of traumatic life events, birth, deaths, and transplants on the band. We'll talk about that after this performance of the song Lake Michigan, which is included on their new album Asleep at Heaven's Gate. It's Rogue Wave.
Side power politician leaning to the right, but it's gonna test on that you wanna grow up and die. Get off of my style, leave a little wound off. Get off of my style. Now we wear some colored yellow uniforms. Sky is burning, but at least you know it won't. Going on yourself a million miles, open up the colors, and how then you go up like that. Get off of my style, leave a little well known. Get off of my style. You can never see yourself ringing all around it. You can never see yourself ringing all around it. You can never see yourself ringing all around it. You can never see yourself ringing all around it. You can never see yourself ringing all around it. You can never see yourself ringing all around it. No one, no one. So Lake Michigan, you labor, you labor, Lake Michigan. Not another player, get off of my style. Leave a little window, get off of my style. Ooh, you know you can do, get off of my style.
An acoustic version of Lake Michigan, one you'll find on Sleep at Heaven's Gate, the new album from Rogue Wave. We're playing live for us today. Zach Rogue on songs, guitar, vocals. Graham LeBron on the other guitar. Pat Spurgeon's behind the drum kit. And Patrick Abernathy is playing the left-handed bass for us today.
And that's just for today.
Because there's a synthesizer over there. There's all kinds of other keyboards and things going on in this room. I wanted to talk a little bit about the emotional component to this album, because fire, pestilence, birth, death, and kidney transplants all kind of took place in your lives as you were putting these together. I know it's not a therapy group, but does being in a band kind of help when all that stuff's going on?
Well, it is a therapy group. I mean, you spend this much time together, especially when you're on tour, you know, we experience each other's lives, you know, and that's just, it's just how it is. And if your band is going to survive, you help each other through those times, and you celebrate the good things also, you know, and you have to listen. And so music, you know, the touring part and the spending time together is the one part of the therapy. And then the rest of it is actually playing, you know, and it just helps make our lives, you know, make some sort of sense in a nonsensical lifestyle, you know? So, yeah.
I don't know, Zach, if you can answer this or other people who should actually. Do people understand what the emotional underpinnings of your songs when you present them to the group? Do they understand them right away, or does it take a while?
I mean, if I have a song idea and I'm explaining it, I think vaguely I'll explain what I'm thinking. I think ultimately there's only so much somebody can understand what you're feeling, you know. And I think that if I wrote the song, then everyone else's role in that is what it means to them, you know. And maybe I'll explain what certain, I mean, sometimes I'll be really specific, you know, about certain songs. I actually wanted to tell the guys, this is why I want to do this song, you know, and I want you to know what these words mean. Certainly the song Cheaper Than Therapy has a lot of meaning in this band, you know, and the song Chicago Times 12 has a lot of meaning in this band about things that we've gone through. And then other times I think they're like, what the hell is he talking about? I can't even understand half of what he's saying, but I like my bass line.
Well, then maybe you should explain Ghost to everybody before we do it.
All right, boys, I'd like you to sit down, Indian style. Ghost... For me, when I was working on that song, especially vocally, I spent a lot of time by myself trying to get the vocals right on that. And, you know, it's not about just one thing, but it's certainly the way it's presented is in sort of a nostalgic manner. I'm looking back, I'm reflecting on things that I saw when I was a kid. And now that I have my own child, kind of marveling at how... And right before my daughter was born, my grandfather passed away, and marveling at just how life ends and begins, and how quickly it all goes, you know. And, you know, my grandfather was dying. I spent a lot of time with him, especially the last few days of his life, and he was telling me just how, you know, he couldn't believe it was almost over. You know, he couldn't believe that it just had gone by so fast, and he remembered when he was a kid, and so... trying to savor each moment. And at the end of the song, there's this real kind of breakdown. If you've heard the song, it kind of really goes beyond, and there's a lot of questionable vocals happening there and all that, but we left it all in because it's supposed to be imperfect, and a lot of this record is imperfect. In fact, there's pitch problems because we had problems with the analog tape, you know, and there's a lot of imperfection on the record, and to me that's what I like about it. Not that it's, you know, a disaster or something, but that there's that human quality to it, or that we tried to do that. And so in the end of that song Ghost, it's kind of like you're happy and you're sad at the same time. You're just trying to celebrate life, knowing that, you know, it's a very short time you have before it's gone, you know.
Rogue Wave, we're playing live, and this is Ghost.
Believes in the world I got.
Say you are in my heart. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say you are.
Those were not synthesized sounds, folks. The truly analog Rogue Wave playing live for us today. And that's Ghost, another one from Sleep at Heaven's Gate, which is the new album. And I guess I got to ask about Heaven's Gate, because Heaven's Gate reminds me of that that San Diego, well, that cult.
Yeah.
That didn't have anything to do with it, did it?
Well, I mean, not entirely. I do know a guy who was in that cult. I used to work with him in San Diego, and he obviously took his life, you know. And I was thinking about cults a little bit, you know, when I was. And this is a cultish country, you know, depending on which organization you belong to. But there are many that are well funded. But it's more supposed to conjure up a lot of things, but
it sounds like it might relate to your grandfather too.
Well, I think there's a lot about the afterlife, and we wanted to have images of the afterlife and ghosts and you know, time passing and the death surrounding us and the life surrounding us and time overlapping, you know, and asleep at Heaven's Gate, you know, the kind of inertia and let down once you get to the point you thought you were trying to get to, and you know, a lot of things, and hopefully it will evoke more than one idea. You know,
it's funny you bring up cults, because this doesn't really relate to this question, but your last album was on Sub Pop, and this one is on Brushfire Records, and both of those labels kind of have images to them. Sub Pop, you know, early on embracing indie rock out of Seattle, and Brushfire is kind of a warmer, you've got to think of Jack Johnson, whose label it is. And I'm scratching my head as to, you guys don't really fit either of those images at all.
I think clearly our music doesn't sound like Jack's music or any of the bands on their label, and it's been a pretty small label. They haven't released that much music, but with the success that they've had, especially with Jack's music, it's enabled them to, as a business, expand what they do. And because what they do now, they do very well, and they want to be able to open it up to put out different kinds of music. And they're friends of mine, and you know, we were talking to a lot of labels before we signed with Brushfire, and you know, it seems like the label system, a lot of the way labels are structured, just almost all of the ones we talked to, except for them, it's just this archaic structure, and this the way work is segmented, and the roles that people have, and the contracts that are created. A lot of these things, it's a dying breed to me, and or I shouldn't say that. I mean, who knows how things will go, but it just seems like a very outdated way of doing things, considering the way new media is working and the state of the music business and the business acumen of artists. I mean, people shouldn't get taken advantage of, and I just think that the way Brushfire does things is great, and it encourages artists to do what they want to do and to grow in the way that they want to grow, and with a sense of having a consciousness about the environment around you, and that you can still make a profit and try and conduct yourself in a very in a way that I think you can be happy about when you look at yourself in the mirror, I hope. You know?
It's also funny that Brushfire is small enough that signing Rogue Wave redefines them. Just a fact, because, you know, it's another facet to what they do.
Well, we talked to them about that, and we agreed that for both of us, it was an opportunity. It was an opportunity for us to work with people that we really like and that have a lot of resources, and it was an opportunity for them to widen the breadth of what they have to offer. So,
Rogue Wave are playing live, and as we mentioned, it's their first visit to the cafe, and this is their third album. But do you want to do Something Goes Back Always?
Yeah, well, yes, we will, if you insist. That was a very loud sigh. We'll do a song called Sewn Up.
Waiting on you, I'm so numb, waiting on you, do, do.
Very cool. That is Sewn Up, Rogue Wave, playing live in the studio. Thank you guys so much for doing this. Sounded great.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. It's an honor to be here.
Rogue Wave, we shall return in a moment here on the World Cafe.